Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in John chapter 7, verses 10 through 24 in the NRSV, and this is what it says. But after his brothers had gone to the festival, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were in secret. The Jews were looking for him at the festival and saying, "Where is he?" And there was considerable complaining about him among the crowds. While some were saying, "He's a good man," others were saying, "No, he is deceiving the crowd." Yet no one would speak openly about him for fear of the Jews. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up to the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning when he has never been taught?" Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own. Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and there is nothing false in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you?" Jesus answered them, "I performed one work, and all of you are astonished. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from the patriarchs. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. But if a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I do pray that we would not judge by appearances, but with right judgment, that you would help us to navigate our day in such a way that we don't jump to conclusions about people, that we don't think negative things about people before they've even had a chance. And I just love the little nugget at the end of this passage that helps us to remember that. Here we see such a painful interaction between you and the crowds, and they even equated you with a demon. And I can't even imagine that. This is such a painful thing. And so, Lord, help us to understand that you endured not only the betrayal of Judas, but also the betrayal of your own people, the whole crowd, who instead of seeing where you came from, which is from God the Father, they assigned to you evil motive, they assigned to you evil, and they said you were the opposite of who you actually were. And so, Lord, for those who are suffering today in that same kind of way, where we have been misunderstood, where other people have assigned motives to us that are untrue, it's one of the hardest things to endure as a Christ follower, is to be misunderstood. And Lord, yet when you walk this earth, you're constantly misunderstood. No one understood where you're coming from. So few really got it. And it wasn't until later, after your death and resurrection, that people actually really began to understand what this was all about. So Lord, you can relate, and you can come alongside us, and we can have fellowship with you when we're misunderstood, because we understand what that's like, and you already understand. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for your understanding. Lord, that verse in verse 18, "Those who speak on their own seek their own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and there is nothing false in him." Lord, help us not to speak for our own glory today. Help us to speak for your glory. Help us to know the words that come from you, and to relay them to those folks who are desperate for those kinds of words. And help us not to be afraid. Lord, I know in this world we are going to be very, very afraid of speaking up. And I know that you don't need your reputation defended. You don't need us to do that, but we can still speak up for you. We can talk about you. We can share you with others. Lord, help us not to seek our own glory, but your glory through the way we speak today. That our conversation would be centered on you, that it would be seasoned with grace, that we would not be gossips, that we would not tear people down with our words, and as I prayed earlier, that we would not jump to conclusions about other people, but that we would settle our hearts. We would be quick to listen and slow to speak today, Lord, and that we would be carriers of your light into dark places. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So appreciate you. Grateful for your tenacity in listening to this. And if you haven't rated or written a review for the podcast in iTunes or Stitcher, I would so appreciate that. Have an amazing day, my dear friend.